This is a Web Canopy Studio production.
Welcome, everybody. How are you doing today? What a wonderful week we've had. Tim, how are you doing?
Doing good.
I'm excited. Welcome. Dropping the Gloves with John Scott and Tim Wurzberger.
Hockey's back. How bad could I be?
I'm excited. Finally, we've got through the summer of talking about random things, kind of just biding our time. We honestly talked about taking a break over the summer. I'm glad we didn't. We got some quality episodes in, but now we're back. Back to what really matters. Hockey. Hockey's in. Baseball's almost out. Football's in full swing.
It's the best time of year for sports.
Best time of year. I actually watch playoff baseball sometimes, which is nice. Football is just, you know, the Bills are 3-1. What a joke of a game last week.
Yeah, when do we want to get breakfast? Any Wednesday would work for me.
All right, I'll take you out. I'm a man of my word. I owe you breakfast for sure.
Nice.
Definitely. But that was a travesty of a game for the referees. It was a joke. Josh Allen gets nailed. That guy should have been kicked out of the game. And the Patriots just skated by. They are so incredibly lucky.
I'm not even going to indulge this conversation.
You can't sit here and look me in the eye and tell me Brady was good that game.
No, he wasn't. He was terrible.
They're lucky the Bills special teams faltered that game. Missed field goal.
Do they falter?
Falter.
Or do the Patriots special team just overrun them? Block punt?
If they don't block that punt and if the Bills hit that field goal at the end of the half, the Bills win that game.
That's a lot of ifs, John.
The Patriots didn't even score a touchdown, really. That blocked punt was their only offensive touchdown.
Okay.
It was a very lucky game. I think the Bills opened a lot of people's eyes of how good a team they actually are.
Well, it's an ugly win for the Patriots, but usually those are ugly losses. We always have one like that on the road early in the year in the division. Usually they lose that game.
I know. An eye-opening stat I saw was Tom Brady has more wins in Buffalo, where he only plays once a year, than the last like five Bills starters. It's crazy. Tom Brady has, I think, 12 or 13 wins in Buffalo over his career. And like there has been starters who had started in Buffalo for years, and they don't have as many wins as Tom Brady. It's sad.
It's beautiful.
It's so the Bills, they're turning it around. Josh Allen.
They're good.
Their defense is really, really good.
He looked pretty shaky too, though, at times.
Allen, he's not a stud quarterback. It's only his second year. He's only started probably 15, 16 games, but he is a good quarterback. I don't know. I was encouraged by the outcome. I knew going into it, there was a good chance the Bills weren't going to win. Man, that third quarter, the fourth quarter, it's like, holy moly, they might pull it out.
It got tight.
But they didn't do it. And there's the next game in New England.
Yep.
I think that is definitely a opportunity for the Bills to prove themselves again. If anything, they upped their ante during the week. You know, they lost, but they probably came away from that game feeling pretty good about themselves.
Yeah, they have a reason to, for sure.
Anyways,
New England 4-0. 5-0, 4-0? What do you
have? I lost this week, much like the Bills.
Oh.
So 3-1.
What happened?
I don't know. And my team just didn't score any points. It was a down week. My draft pick of Joe Mixon, not looking good. Le'Veon Bell had a bye week, so it's a tough week for me all around. The Bills lost. My fantasy team lost. But anyways, there's always next week, as they say. You live to play another day.
There it is.
And we move on. Now we move into hockey season. First off, I want to give a shout out. I got a nice letter, snail mail, from a father and son. They said they were looking for a podcast to listen together, and they found one. They found mine, and they were big Sharks fans. So shout out to Simon and Joel. Really liked that you guys listened to the podcast. I don't know how old Simon is, but he's younger, I would imagine. And his dad said it's really brought them closer together. They talk about hockey. They can listen to my podcast. So, hey, shout out to you guys, Simon and Joel. Thanks for listening, everybody. We pride ourselves on, you know, being family friendly.
Yep.
Not like those other saucy podcasts.
The competition, not naming names.
That are a little effing and jeffing sometimes. But no, we keep it clean here on Dropping the Gloves. And that's what we pride ourselves on. Family fun entertainment with John and Tim. Anyways, now that we've gotten that out of the way, the Toronto Maple Leafs. Where do we start?
Well, they have a big win last night.
Big win last night.
Matthews, did you see the stat? He scored in all four season openers.
Well, he scored four goals his first NHL game.
Yeah, against the Bruins.
Against the Bruins.
Yeah.
So he comes out of the gate hot always. That's his forte. Then he gets injured. So we'll see what happens this year. Hopefully he stays healthy. Not the captain.
No.
Which it's interesting. I was a little surprised by it, but not overly surprised. Tavares is a safe pick. He's the safe bet. He's not going to do anything controversial. He won't, you know, get any sound bites from him during interviews.
It'll be so boring.
Will be very vanilla with John Tavares, which I guess if you're Mike Babcock, that's what you want. I would have gone with Matthews. I really would have. I feel like the face of the franchise is him.
Yep, it is.
I don't know how the room is. I've heard guys talk about Tavares when he was in the Islanders. He didn't really talk too much. He's not a very vocal leader. I don't know how it is. I don't know. I don't really have any inside.
But you don't have to be a captain, right?
You don't. Look at the Sharks with Pavelski. Cooch.
And Couture, yeah.
Well, Pavs talked.
Did he?
He stepped up. He talked quite a bit. Cooch will not say a word in that room. He said that's his style.
Yeah.
But I think as a captain, you have to have... You need a rah-rah speech sometimes. You need someone to come in the room and, like, you know, kick someone on the behind a little bit if they're not playing well. You need someone who's going to confront a star player if they're not, you know, up to snuff that game, or if they're, you know, slacking off on their defensive responsibilities. You need to have that guy. And I don't know if Tavares has that in him. I just from the outsider looking in, Matthews looks like he has that kind of swagger. And I would have liked to see Toronto go that direction, but I get it. It's the... You know, risky pick.
Do you think they're both on the team in 3 years?
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
5 years? Well, I'm thinking, like, if it's the long-term play, why wouldn't you go with Matthews, right?
I think they're both there the rest of their career.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know how long Tavares has left on his contract. What is Matthews sent for 7 years, didn't he?
Something like that.
So I know Tavares has at least five left on his deal.
Yeah.
So I think they're both there the rest of their career. I can't see if anyone Tavares is going to go. Matthews is there for at least 10 years.
I would think so.
So, whatever. 5 years is a long time now for a captain these days. So, whatever. Safe pick Toronto. And then, their first game. At home versus Ottawa. Which player on the Leafs has a connection to Ottawa? Oh. Jason Spezza. One of your big offseason acquisitions, a guy who has been in the league for 13, 14, 15 years.
Oh, yeah.
He has played 1,000 games. A very, very, very good player. When he signed with Toronto, everyone was like, this is great. He'll be on the second power play unit. He will make so many mismatches on the fourth line because he is so talented. It was a win-win, except it wasn't Babcock's idea. He did not want Spezza. He likes his fourth liners to kill penalties, to grind it out, get up and down the ice, and to win faceoffs. And that's what he likes. He didn't get to pick Spezza. Spezza kind of picked the Leafs. And so he had his feelings hurt. And poor Mike Babcock, did not like that pickup. And so what does he do? He pulls the big dog move. He pulls the I'm in charge move. And he benches Spezza for the first game at home versus his former team. Are you kidding me? What is he thinking?
It's crazy. I mean, Twitter was blowing up about it. Because Spezza is not only like, you're playing against the team that he played for 15 years for. He's also an Ontario boy. Like, yes. He's playing in front of his home crowd.
Toronto kid.
Yeah.
It is just the biggest slap in the face.
Right.
And it's basically Babcock saying to the whole team, saying it to Shanahan, saying it to Dubas, this is my team. I run this ship. You guys can bring in whoever you want. Have you seen Moneyball?
Yeah.
Remember when they,
yeah,
Brad Pitt was like, play my team. And the manager's like, nope, I'll manage the team my way. This is exactly what Babcock's
doing. Carlos Pena.
Yeah. We want Hattie at first.
Yeah.
We want Hattie. Play Hattie. This is what's happening.
Yeah.
Babcock's saying, no, I'm not playing Spezza fourth line center right now. Nope. No, thanks. I'll play Gauthier. I think Gauthier started. Who's a good player. Don't get me wrong. Who's a very good player. What kills me is Babcock's reasoning. He doesn't know the PK. What? Is Spezza a rookie coming into the league who's never killed penalties before? He missed all the preseason. He missed the training camp. Are you PK's the easiest thing to learn? You go in when the offensive team has the puck. You stay at the blue line. Every team has two or three things they kind of do. They want them to enter from the sides. They keep them out of the middle. They either pinch the forward and try to squeeze them off that way, or they hold back and just let the team dump it in and hold the blue line. There's very few ways to PK. In zone, you either pressure or you don't. I don't know Toronto's system. I didn't watch the game last night. Very easy. If there's a bobbled puck, you pressure. If not, you hold off. It's not rocket science. There's probably three or four different ways you PK. Tops, maybe two or three. To say that a 14 or 15 year vet doesn't know how to PK, who had been through a full training camp and three preseason games, doesn't know how to PK, it's a complete slap in the face of Jason Spezza. I don't know what he's thinking, but if it was me, I would be super irate that he would use that as an excuse.
Especially since the plan seems to be that he would split with the other guy between this game and the next game against Columbus.
Yeah.
It's like, why wouldn't you just play Spezza first? Especially because of who he is, right?
Just Babcock.
Yeah.
I don't know if I said this on the show before, but we've talked before. Your face of your franchise cannot be your head coach. And that's what Babcock is. And when he signed in Toronto, I said it right away. He will not succeed.
I remember that. You did say it on the show.
Yeah. Everybody had him coming in on this cloud. The savior, Mike Babcock. We're going to give him all this money. What has he done in his past? In all honesty, he won a few cups with the Wings with a fantastic team.
One of the best of all time.
One of the best lineups ever assembled. Fantastic team. He won some golds with Canada. You put me behind the bench for Team Canada, I'll guarantee at least a silver. And I've never coached a day in my life. I'll even hazard, I'll go gold, silver in a two-year span. It's not hard to coach Team Canada. It's not hard at all. It's like coaching Team USA basketball. It's like, there you go, fellas. Go dunk it a bunch and win the gold. Here you go, Canada. Throw it around. You'll win. You'll win a medal for sure. People had him up on this pedestal, and I don't know why. I think it's because of how he does his interviews. He's different from all the other coaches. He's a little salty in his interviews. He's like John Tortorella, but not as crass. And people, for some reason, love that. I like Mike Babcock. He sent me a text when I was in the All-Star game. He's like, great job. Love the story. Totally respect the guy. I don't think he's a hockey savior like everybody else does. He has skated on Toronto's first round exits the first few years. And I don't know how or why, but now if he doesn't win this year, if he doesn't get out of the first and second round, he's got to go.
Yeah. I was kind of wondering that. Do you have any idea what the Toronto fan base thinks of him? Are they happy with him?
Well, I think they are at the point now where it's like, hey, like, let's go. I talked to some Toronto radio people and the Leafs hold so much power in Toronto. And they MLS, they own a lot of things. And so it's hard to trash talk the Leafs with the media personalities there, just because the Maple Leafs Sports Entertainment owns a lot of stuff and you don't want to step on anybody's toes. So they don't go outright and say it. But how can you not? Like, this guy, he has to produce. The amount of talent that Toronto has, it's crazy. And they haven't won a first round yet. It's crazy. And it makes me think, like, Lou Lamoriello jumped ship. Did he see something that he didn't like? He got out of there. Now he's in New Jersey, and look at New Jersey. He's all of a sudden taking off. It just makes me think a little bit. Oh, sorry, the Islanders. My bad.
Right.
He's with the Islanders now. But man, oh man, Toronto's a circus. I texted you last night. They're like the Lakers. The last 4 or 5 years, it's a complete debacle there. It's like every few months, a headline comes out. And it's like, what is going on? I don't think Dubas has any control of that organization. I think people are just walking all over him. I don't think he has any fear factor as a GM. Players don't really respect him too much. He's an analytical guy. He doesn't know anything about hockey. He's just a numbers cruncher. Great job with the Marner contract. Blew the Gardner deal. Got Barry. One assist last night. Didn't even see him on the power play. I didn't watch the game, but
yeah, I was going to say they're going to get out of the first round now without Gardner on the team.
Well, We'll see. As long as they don't play Boston, they'll be fine.
Yeah.
But there's a pretty good chance they play Boston in the first round, just the way the playoff system works.
Yeah, it's awful. Because it's two of the top three or five teams in the league, and they keep playing each other in the first round.
And Boston will win.
Yeah.
In my opinion. But, hey, Babcock's the best coach in the world. Anyway, so that is my little top. What do you, anything you want to add about Toronto?
Not about Toronto, but a couple other good highlights from last night.
Okay.
McDavid had a nasty goal. Game winner. Just already starting it. Splitting the D like wide open.
He's the best player in the league.
He's unbelievable.
He is hands down the best player in the league. His only problem is he doesn't have a supporting cast around him. So teams literally go into a game and they say, let's shut down 93 and Draisaitl. What number is he? 29?
I don't know.
Shut down those two guys. We win the game. And he still puts up 100 points a year, which is incredible. It's absolutely amazing that he can have no supporting cast at all. No second line, no third line, no fourth line. Nobody. For his whole career, this is what, his third or fourth year?
Yeah, number four or five.
And he still puts up 100 points consistently a year. It's just amazing how good he is.
I was thinking in my head that he had a down year last year for his standards. He had 116 points, yes. Career high. And no one, like, it's so under the radar. He wasn't the league leader because of Kucherov, what he did, but still.
He is so incredibly good. It's scary how good. You put him on a team with a decent second line where teams have to maybe answer for a good second line and split up their defensive forwards and their top 1-2 D-men. It's amazing what he's done. It's honestly amazing. People don't understand that.
He's averaging like an assist a game and then adding like 40 goals a year. It's just, it's so crazy.
And he really doesn't get the same respect as the other top guys do in the league from the referees. He gets abused every single game. It's different to watch him play versus the Stamkos and the Crosby and those guys. Those guys get a lot more room because people know the refs will call penalties on him.
Yeah.
People slash and hack and hook and hold Crosby, and he doesn't get the calls that the other top guys do. I don't know why, but that's just what's been happening the last few years. So,
did you play against him at all?
I did. Yeah.
1 year?
1 year.
Yeah.
He's so good. Like, he is unbelievable how fast he is.
Did you ever have moments, not just about him in the league, just sitting on the bench, or even if you're on the ice, it's kind of, you take a second, you're like just in awe of what guys are doing. You're like, oh, wait, I got to go play.
You don't get days like that bad where you're like mesmerized, but it happens all the time. Where even guys, like if someone makes a sick move or has a sick save or like is super fat, like you talk to the guy beside you, like, holy, did you see that? That was unbelievable. I was on the ice. One of my first game was when Datsyuk did the shootout goal where he did backhand toe drag and flipped it over Harding's glove.
The Datsyuk.
Yeah. So I was there when that was invented.
Oh my gosh.
And we all just looked at each other and we're like, whoa. That was legit, like, magic. How did that just happen? And we couldn't even, like, be upset. We just watched something that was complete, like, just magic. When something happens like that, when it's so, so, so good, you just have to just go, whoa, like that. You can't even be upset. That was unbelievable.
That's so cool. I've tried to do it so many times, I can't do it. It's so hard.
I've tried it in rec leagues, and I've scored, but it doesn't look nearly as smooth or as pretty. And I do it on a rec goalie, not Josh Harding, who is a very, very good goalie.
Yeah.
So, no, when you see something on the ice, you just have to applaud it. Like, it's game has to recognize game.
There it is.
You know what I mean? And I had a lot of game. So, okay. Evander Kane.
Yep.
Not happy about this situation. I'm a Sharks guy, always behind the Sharks. I question his long-term contract just because I have heard about his in-room demeanor, how he is with the guys, just the type of person he is, and it showed during the preseason. I watched that film. He two-hands that referee hard before this whole debacle. So if I'm the ref, I'm a little sour because the kid probably broke my hand on the two-handed slash he was trying to give the guy. I don't even know who he was trying to get at.
I don't remember.
And then he goes over, and the ref rightfully so grabs him. The ref didn't mean to tackle him. He didn't mean to throw him down. It was an accident. And then baby boy Kane gets up. His ego is a little bruised, and he put, like, what are you doing? You don't push a referee. You don't do it. I've had many opportunities where I'm fired up. I want to get to the guy. The ref's in the way. I get hit from a punch, but my arms are tied up. I don't push or punch or try to pull away from a referee. It blows my mind. In the preseason, he's lucky he only got 3. I would have gave him 10.
10?
Yeah. I would have given him 10.
Based on what?
You hit the ref. He's a repeat offender. He's been suspended before. I would have given him 10. Totally. Totally, unequivocally, without a doubt, 10. And if he would have appealed it, I would have given him 15.
I don't think that's how it works, Jim.
Yeah, no, because the appeal goes to Gary Bettman, and he can rule however he wants. You can go up, you can go down. That's a chance you take. If you appeal it twice, I think. The first appeal goes to something, then the second appeal goes to Bettman, or whatever. I would opt it. I do not like that. I thought it was uncalled for, doesn't belong in the game. First of all, yeah, he two-hands the ref when he's trying to slash that other guy, and then he, like, punches him. I don't get it.
And what were you saying Reeves was saying about it?
Oh, Reeves was just chirping him nonstop. He got interviewed the next day. What do you think of Kane's suspension? And Reeves was like, I love it. The only bad thing is I don't get to play against Evander next game because he's so fun to play against.
Oh, man.
So those guys don't like, they have obviously a history, but I love the Reeves comments. I think it's funny, but
they got beef. The Sharks looked pretty bad last night though.
Yeah.
4-1.
Yeah.
But they're playing it like a playoff game. Like, I love that rivalry.
Yeah.
But Carlson, do you see he was out last minute?
No.
Personal reasons. We don't know. Yeah. Came out like the day of the game.
I wonder why.
I don't know.
Gosh, he's had a rough go of it. He had his child pass away before birth. I hope it's nothing too bad.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't checked today if any more news came out.
Interesting. No, I can't stay up that late to watch those games. I was snoozing by 10:30 at the most.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I'm getting old. It's sad. But anyways, Sharks, is it, have they hit their point? I don't think so. With a veteran team like that, it's so hard to judge them the first 10 games because it takes them a little bit longer to get in the groove of things.
They're going
to
be where they always are.
Yeah, they'll be first or second in Pacific. They'll make the playoffs.
And they'll probably win a round.
Yeah, no, they'll definitely will. Hopefully they have a good run. Listen, I hope they win the cup. I really do.
I do too.
Pulling for those guys. But tell Kaner, don't like it.
We had a lot of people tweeting at you over the weekend.
I know, I saw that. I responded to a few people.
Yeah.
I wish Dougie would sign me for one game.
Imagine that.
I would love it. Reeves thinks he's just the king of the league right now. The one fight we did have, he bailed out and threw a big punch and like went over top of me and we fell down. I asked him a few times after that. Nothing really came of it, but I would love to have another go at that guy. Yeah, but he is the king of the league, which is sad because 10 years ago, he would have been maybe top 10. The league's changed. It's totally changed. Who's your top five tough guys? Or can you even think
right
of,
now?
Yes. Can you even name five? I can name him. Tom Wilson's probably up there.
Yeah.
Maybe what's the England, the defenseman?
Yep.
He's pretty tough, but he's not good. Really. Maybe Chara.
Yeah, but he doesn't really fight.
I know. Michael Haley is a tough kid.
He just signed, I think.
I like him. I like the way he plays. He's a really, really good player, and he can throw him. I enjoy that.
I mean, I would throw Evander in that group, probably.
I would not, just because I don't like him. And I feel like he's not in the top five. I feel like his teammate, Dalton Prout, could work him.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd have to. Let's go back to that. Let's put a pin in that. We'll come back. We will try to. You know what we should do is pick the toughest guy on every team. And just, we'll see the results because some teams are completely devoid of tough, like Toronto.
Yeah.
Who does Toronto have? Barry, probably.
Oh, come on. They had Kadri, but Kadri's gone.
Yeah. That trade. How did Kerfoot look? Kerfuffle.
I don't know. I think he's centering their third line.
Yeah. Not a good trade. Another blotch by Dubas. Like the whole organization has just been a disaster. Every offseason, there's something that pulls away from hockey that just is a distraction. It's just crazy.
Nonstop drama. And I got to think, like, they're going to have more expiring contracts next offseason. So they're going to have those, you know, a quarter or probably half of their salary tied up to those four guys and no room to resign anybody else.
And going back to the Spezza thing, if I'm a veteran player and I want to go win a cup, and I'm willing to give someone a discount, do I go to Toronto with how Backpack treats Spezza? Not a chance. Not a chance I go to Toronto with how he treated Spezza. That rings true for so many vets. If I'm a vet and I'm, you know, played 9-10 years and I want to win the cup, I'm chasing something, zero chance I go to Toronto. I'm going to San Jose. I'm going to Calgary.
Just because of that one game?
Yes. It speaks volumes of the type of coach Babcock is. Doesn't respect the players at all. He does it his way, no matter what. It just, it opens a lot of eyes
yeah.
for the Vets. So I will bet you Vets will sign in Tampa Bay. You want to bet breakfast?
Yeah.
What's I'm just going to be buying you breakfast all the time.
Patriots are going to win the Super Bowl too.
No, they will not. Not no way. Their defense can't play that good throughout
well,
the year.
They can't play that well. And yes, they can.
Is that, or did you just grammar police me? Oh my word.
Yeah.
Welcome to grammar policing with Tim Wurzberger. Such a fun topic. They will not win the Super Bowl unless that offense picks it up. Their kicker's hurt. Gostkowski.
This is the one game you watch and they played terribly.
Gostkowski out for the year.
Yeah.
Is he out for the year?
Yeah.
Oh, who are they going to get to kick?
They're already working out five guys.
Doug Flutie. He's back. Dropkick. Dropkick him to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
I wasn't old enough to remember it.
It was like 7 years ago.
Yeah, right.
Doug Flutie dropkicked.
I know.
A field goal.
I've seen videos on YouTube.
Or an extra points.
Like 27
years. Was it black and white
ago.
For you?
No.
Black and white video?
Might as well have been. Hey guys, this is Tim from Dropping the Gloves. We're going to get back to the show in just 1 minute, but first we have to pay the bills. You know how it is. So just really quick. If you're a marketer or a small business owner, our team here at Web Canopy Studio totally understands the struggles of passing qualified leads to your sales team. At Web Canopy Studio, we do so much more than produce this awesome podcast. We're also a full-service marketing and website development company, and we help brands attract the right kind of audience to their website and convert them into paying customers. Basically, we work with marketers and salespeople to help close more revenue. So today, if you visit our site at webcanopystudio.com, we have a series of free playbooks available for download, which go over everything you should actively be doing in your sales, website, and content strategy to get started in the right direction. We have a ton of other resources and case studies on our website about how we help brands like Tritonware, a swimming technology company, increase their qualified leads by 4 times and close over twice as many new deals in just 6 months. And hey, if you really need some help, you might get to work with me, which would be pretty cool. Go to webcanopystudio.com to learn more and start growing your business. And now, back to the show.
Chris Tierney. Hit on...
Brock Besser.
Brock Besser. Thoughts?
Dirty hit.
How dirty?
I mean, pretty bad. Hit from behind on a preseason game on one of the game's young stars. I mean, who's Tierney? He's nobody.
He's been in the league longer than Besser.
Yeah, but most people have. He's like Besser's second or third year.
I watched a clip on Sportsnet of Tim and Sid.
Yeah.
And it really got me fired up because they were going on and on and on about this hit and who's Chris Tierney, taking your opinion. Exactly. You guys are like twins. Oh, who is this nobody? I don't even, never even heard of him. Why is he hitting this superstar? Since when do we have to watch who we hit? Since when is it not okay? I thought that's what the league was going for.
It was a dirty hit.
It was a borderline dirty hit.
Straight up charging from behind.
Charging,
hitting from behind. Take your pick.
I will take maybe a hit from behind. Maybe. He didn't go in full speed. Tierney's not a dirty player. He's never had a history. It was a penalized hit. I'll give you that. The amount of outrage from the Tim and Sid, it really got me thinking to where the league is. What are we trying to do? We want these hits out of the game. I'll agree with you. It was a dirty hit. Not intentional. Guy has no history. It was penalized. That's where it ends. It was the preseason. Usually in a preseason game when I was playing, there's 2 to 3 tough guys dressed if you have your top guy playing. And Brock Besser is their top guy. Him and Pettersson.
Yep.
If those guys are dressing in the preseason, you have 3 tough guys there to protect them because especially in the preseason, there's young kids in the game. There's guys from the AHL who's trying to make a name for himself, trying to open the GM's eyes. They are going to be playing full out, and a lot of the times they're not thinking clearly because they're just trying to make something happen. You dress tough guys to address those players. But now, the way the league's trending, the way the league wants to be played, you don't have tough guys anymore. You don't have, the John Scott in the game. You don't have a Colt Knorr, a Brian McGrattan, a George Parros, a Fraser McLaren. You don't have those tough guys to kind of thwart the little guys to say, you know what? If you do this, I will pound your face in. And so those guys go out there and they just are flying all over the place. So which, how do you want to have it, NHL? Where do you want to go? Because it's going to happen, and it's happened already. There was another hit they were talking about. I can't even remember who it was. There was a couple guys in concussion protocol because of the wild hits. And it was bound to happen the way the league was trending. This is what's happening now. And the announcers, the commentators, the media, you have to get used to it. This is the way the game is going to be played now. And the star players will be hit just like everybody else. If I was playing, if somebody else was playing, the star players don't get hit. They don't. If in the preseason, Jonathan Toews or Patrick Kane got ran, that guy would have to answer for that. I remember my first game, one of my first preseason games, I was with Minnesota. I nailed Patrick Kane. Not nailed, but I gave him a pretty good hit. From the opposing team's bench, Chicago's bench, I heard David Krejci yelling, "That's it! You're dead!" And I'm like, my heart started pounding. I'm like, oh boy, I did something wrong. And we had a fight. And every time we played them afterwards, I knew Krejci, you know, even in my head, maybe I don't want to fight Krejci. Take it easy. And so you players know, and there's no fear factor anymore. So anyways, that's that little tangent. I don't think there should have been so much outrage on Tierney. Brock Besser is on the ice. Would there have been so much outrage if Tierney hit a guy from the AHL who was trying out?
No.
That's sure. Where I have an issue. If you're going to have that kind of outrage for Brock Besser, you have to have that kind of outrage for Joe Schmo, who is a 3-year vet in the AHL who gets hit. I don't like it. I don't like them calling out Tierney just because he hit Besser. If Tierney hits anybody else, do they even make a big stink about it?
No.
No, they don't. That was my issue. Everybody is allowed to get hit. Everybody is fair game. Just because you score 40 goals, just because you're a star player, doesn't make you immune to get hit. That's the way the league wants it, and that's the way it has to be. It wasn't like that 10 years ago. The star players were protected. They got the fighters out of the game. This is how it is. You're going to see more injuries to the star players. It happens every year where the top guy, the top three guys, the top four guys, they get injured. Matthews, McDavid, Crosby, Malkin. These guys get injured every year now. And that's just how it is. That's the state of the game. You wanted the fighting out. You wanted the dinosaurs gone. Have fun. Have fun. This your top guys will be gone. And I'm not advocating. I just think it was a mistake. I do. And this is, you know, NHL, you made your bed. Sleep in it.
Well, it's interesting because, I mean, I watched that clip.
Ah! I'm so fired up.
I mean, I watched that clip too, and I forget, I don't know who's who, Tim and Sid, but one of them, whatever was going on a rant, he was almost like in tears talking about this Besser thing. But you've always made the point that like your job as an enforcer, was to start fights, but like your job number one was all the fights that you stopped, right? And all the dirty plays that you stopped and all those runs at the stars that you stopped. Like you were the sheriff out there and people don't really realize that.
I know.
Because they didn't happen, right?
People but
they didn't
will look at my, out there. My fighting record and they're like, well, you didn't fight a lot. And I'm like, that's good.
Yeah.
I didn't have to because nothing happened. No one took a run at my guy. If someone takes a run at my guy, I fight. Phil Kessel, perfect example. That guy fought my little guy. I had to set the tone and make an example out of somebody. He throws out Phil. So be it. He could have threw out anybody. I had to make an example after that instance because I told them not to do that and they went against it and they fought Corey Tropp. So I said, boom, got to pay the piper. Now this is what happens. You know, there's a cause and effect. And I said it before every game, every pest I was playing against where it's the Steve Ott, the Sean Avery's, the Patrick Coletta's, the Kyle Clutterbucks, the Maxim Lapierre's, all the pests who would take runs. I would say to every single guy, heads up, touch the sky, I'm coming. And I'm not even going to tell you. And it's going to happen. And the Chris Neals, I'm good friends with Chris Neal now. We do events together. He's a great guy. I'd be like, Nealer, don't touch this guy. Heads up. And it obviously worked because no one ever took runs. Thomas Vanek, he looked me in the face after the year. He said, that was the easiest year I've ever played. I didn't get touched. And he had a career year. I was like, that makes me feel so good.
That's really cool.
It's just one of those things. And I guarantee you every other tough guy in the league, their top guys would say the same thing.
Were there moments like before the game during warmups where you were talking to tough guys on the other team and kind of setting their rules for that game? Like, here's what you guys kind of set like precedence or anything?
Yeah, like if we were playing Calgary, he would. They have Lance Buma who would run it, guys. I would tell whoever they had, McGrattan, I'd be like, tell Buma, not tonight. Not today, or I'm going to take you on. I'm going to take the whole team on. And he would, for sure, he would tell guys. Because I would tell Patty Coletta, like, Patty, not tonight. Come on, buddy. Tone it down. And it's the way it goes. If we would play, gosh, it happened all the time. And if the other team had a tough guy who I knew I would just work, I would tell that tough guy, I would say, hey, you tell your team to calm down or you're going to get it. And there was very few teams where a tough guy would go toe-to-toe with me who I was like nervous about. So it happened all the time. We'd go into Colorado. They had Bortolo. Bortolo was my height, but he was terrified of me. And I'd say, watch out. Tell your boys. It's going to happen if you guys get out of hand. And it would be the most peaceful game you've ever watched. That's why I didn't have many fights. Those conversations were had. And if people got out of line, price had to be paid. And I'm not saying I'm like Hulk Hogan, the best fighter ever, but I would have those conversations.
Do you think there's any chance the league sort of catches on and brings those guys back into the show?
No, I think they're all in. All in that this is the cause for concussions, and they put all their eggs in one basket. Concussions were caused by fighters. That's what they insinuated. When that whole issue came to the forefront, we're getting rid of fighting. We're doing our part. It would be interesting if they like kept track of the amount of concussions per year and they made it public. If like there's more now, I would love to see those statistics, but you'll never hear that information. No way. But no, they'll never bring fighters back. It'll continue to be the way it is. It'll continue to get less fights per game. And I guarantee you the star players will get injured more. Guarantee you. I'll bet you breakfast, Tim. Breakfast.
Wednesdays.
Wednesday morning. We're just going to alternate breakfasts. Breakfast I. Is that the plural of breakfast? Breakfasts? Breakfast-y?
Breakfast ocean? Yeah, I don't know. Breakfast island. I like.
Ocean? What? Oh, my word. Anyways, should we go into the team-by-team breakdown?
Let's do it.
All right.
Do you want to run down the list here?
Should we do every team?
Like, we probably skip over some.
Does every team? We'll do every team. If it's worth talking about, we'll go to it. If not, we'll just say move forward.
Okay.
Or we'll just make a little snarky comments. Make a little funny comment on the team.
So let's go division by division.
All right.
Start with Atlantic.
Alphabetical. Oh, my gosh. Should we just start with your team? Do you want to take the reins on this one?
I guess you could, yeah.
All right. Need goaltending.
Stop. I don't know. That's your least funny joke.
Not a joke.
Yeah, right.
Fact. Go ahead. Give us the Bruins predictions, what they need, what they don't need. Go ahead, Tim. Take it away.
I don't think they need much.
Okay.
The revenge tour starts tonight. I think it's going to be just realizing the window is pretty narrow now. So they'll be there at the playoffs. They'll be there at the end. They need to add something at the trade deadline. Which I know it sounds funny saying like 6 months in advance, but they always stand pat when other teams add. And that's where a lot of times they lose a step and lose a little scoring that way. So, just being smart at the deadline and not overplaying their hand. I don't think they need to get crazy and try to do something too much. They're going to be there. I think they'll good chance. They'll be back in the cup this year.
There's not a good chance. They'll be in the cup.
Yes, there is.
I think they need defense. I think they need a couple defensemen.
A couple defensemen?
Yeah, I do. I think their defense is their weakest link right now. Other than their goaltending. I just think they're older. They were exposed last year a little bit. Chara looked terrible.
No, you didn't watch any of the games, John.
I watched all the Stanley Cup playoffs. He was a liability.
No, you did not
looked
watch
like
all
the... Looked like a turnstile. He's a good third pairing if his minutes are limited.
First of all, he's not... McAvoy's their number one now, and he's nasty.
Will not refute that. He's their number one.
And he's awesome.
Yeah. Who else do they have?
Krug leads the league in like points. He's like number three in defensive points.
He is a great
points.
Power play defenseman.
Yeah. Offensive defenseman too.
So that's three. If you include Chara, which he is a borderline third line defense.
Carlo is an unbelievable shutdown defenseman.
I agree.
So good.
He's good.
Kevin Miller was back. He missed all the whole playoffs. He's a great number 5-6 guy.
Yeah.
And Grizzlick is awesome too. Great two-way guy.
I think they need one or two
defense. I think they're top five to 10 defense.
Crazy. Absolutely crazy talk from you.
All right, let's move on. We got
Moving
a lot of
on.
Teams to cover.
Okay.
Buffalo Sabres.
You know, I like the new coach. I like where they're headed. Their new jerseys are terrible.
Yeah.
They need to go back to the baby blue ones. I think that's the way they have to go. They have a good team. I think this is their GM's last swing at it. If he doesn't, you know, win this year, he's gone. They fired the coach a few times. They got to show some improvement. They have the talent there. They have Skinner. They have Eichel. They put some good pieces around them. Will they, you know, take that next step? Reinhardt,
yeah.
What is he going to do this year?
I think the pressure's on Eichel to take that next step in his development, or he's going to stagnate, right? And
yeah, I feel like he has taken that next step. I think he's a good player.
Can he be a 100-point guy?
I don't think he has to be a 100-point guy to be a superstar. I think he's a great player. I think he's a good. I think he's an 80-point guy consistently.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like a Johnny Taves.
Yeah, but I mean, McKinnon wasn't putting up any serious numbers until he just burst out on the scene after they traded Duchene. And now he's doing it every year.
That's such a Boston way of saying Duchene. Duchene. Sabre, I think they'll make the playoffs. I think they'll have a better year. They got to trade Ristolainen, obviously. I just think he's not happy there. He's made so many comments. We had him on the pod. They got to get rid of him. Got to trade him. I think his value is at his highest right now.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Darlene going to be their guy.
Yeah, Darlene's their guy. They have decent goaltending. They have a good offense. The East is always kind of up and down. They're always changing. I think they'll make the playoffs. They started last year so hot. They just have to maintain it. So, anyways, Red Wings. They just have to ride out this year.
Yeah.
Get through it.
I feel like they're kind of in middle, you know, no man's land, right? Like, they're not going to make the playoffs, but they're not going to be at the bottom where they totally tank for first round pick contention.
Yeah, their young kids looked good. You saw them this year at the training camp a little bit.
Yeah.
They looked pretty good. Their young defenseman they got, I heard, Sider. Was unbelievable.
He's sick.
Moritz, what is he, 6'5"?
Yeah, 6'5", German defenseman. Was a first round pick this year. Yeah. He's awesome.
I heard he's unbelievable. That Zadina is taking a lot of strides. They have a lot of good young players. Like we said, they need to get those bad contracts off the books. Then Stevie Y, they can let him do his magic, do his thing. But
they cut McElrath, put him on waivers for the AHL.
Well, that was expected.
Yeah. I don't know. I like him. I like to see him in the league.
He's never played in the NHL for a full season.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, he's an AHL guy. And they'll call him up if they need toughness. But we don't like toughness in the NHL. Not fun. They need to get Jimmy Howard out of there. I feel like he's been on the team for 35 years.
Yeah.
He's just been there forever.
It's so weird because they've had, before him was Osgood, before him was Hasek. Like, you can trace that lineage back 20 years now in 3 goalies. It's
they just love just getting a goalie and just riding it out.
Yeah.
It's good to see, but Jimmy's got to go.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, once he's gone and Erickson and all those other guys, Daly, and they get out from those contracts, then they'll make some noise. They're in a good position for 2, 3, 4 years down the road. They got a good young group of guys there. So, Florida Panthers.
I like this team.
Will they advance? Will they make the playoffs? They didn't make it last year.
I'm going to say yes.
Will they do damage in the playoffs?
Not a deep run. Though I could see them winning a round. Yeah. I mean, Barkov is sick. He had 100-plus points.
Arguably the most underrated player in the league.
Yeah.
He's only, what, 22, 23, 24?
I think NHL.com released a list of the top 10 or 100 players, and he was in, like, number 8 overall.
Yeah, no one. If you would ask a casual fan, they wouldn't even know who Barkov is.
Yeah.
He's so incredibly good. They have a good offense. They got that Huberdeau. They got Yandel. They got Trocheck, Dadanov or whatever.
Yep.
Their defense, they need to address that maybe. Maybe a little bit. Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they have... I mean,
Yandel's sick.
Ekblad. Yandel's not sick. He's a good defenseman.
He had like 40 power play points last year.
He's a good power play guy.
Ekblad's got to be their guy. He's got to step up. He's going to...
Yeah. He's a good defenseman. He's a very good defenseman. Then they got the big signing is Bobrovsky.
Yep.
He will win them some games. Luongo had an off year last year. Who else did they have? They had a couple... They had an ex-Leafs goalie there too. I can't remember who he was. But anyways, Bobrovsky, if he's on his game, he'll get them 5 more wins just from him alone. I like that team. Will Q work his magic, though? Quenneville's such a good coach.
He is.
I feel like they'll win a round in the playoffs, but that's where they end. But who knows?
They got Stroman, too.
Yeah.
He's solid.
I played with him. He's a good defenseman. He's getting up in years.
I feel like he's always nails in the playoffs, though. He's great.
Yeah, he's a reliable guy. He's been on good teams his whole career.
Yeah.
Rangers, Lightning, now Florida. Man, he is really hitting the lottery with the Florida teams.
Yeah.
No estate tax there. It's so nice.
Yeah.
It's so great. You make like 10% more from Manhattan to there.
Yeah.
He's just making some serious bank. All right. Anyways, Montreal. What do you think?
Playoff team.
No. Okay. Go ahead. Keep going.
Yeah. I don't have a lot of strong opinions about them. I like Domi. I like Gallagher's game, but playoff team. I don't think they're terribly exciting.
They're such a frustrating team because they do have talent, but like I've said before, they do not have a first line that scares you.
No.
What's his face? Drouin, big bust.
Yeah.
Such a super bust of a trade. That was a swing and a miss. That was his big trade other than Weber. Two swings and a misses.
Was it Drouin for Galchenyuk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, right? And he was going to be their first line center. He was going to be the rock of that team for years to come. Off center, playing wing, barely producing what he produced when he was in Tampa Bay. Terrible trade. Terrible, terrible trade. The guy, you can just tell when you look at a player if he's engaged and he wants to win and he's passionate about the game. Not him. You watch a game, just look at him. Just watch him play. Floats around, not in the game.
Yeah, and I remember watching some sick videos of him when he was coming up in juniors, and everyone's like, oh, this guy's going to be so good, like, you know, soft hands, but...
Oh, he's got unbelievable hands.
Yeah.
Unbelievable hands, and that gets you by. I played with Benoit Pouliot, one of the best hands I've ever seen, but...
He was awesome.
He was so good, but if you're not engaged, if you're not passionate, if you're not willing to go the extra mile or do the extra things, it's the NHL. It is the NHL. You will not succeed. This kid could get 100 points if he wanted to.
What about Andrew Shaw?
Shaw's not there anymore.
Oh, is that right?
He's in Chicago.
Chicago now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm sorry, everybody. Very sorry about that. Yeah. Shaw's in Montreal. Chicago. I don't think Montreal will win the playoffs. Make the playoffs. I think a lot of teams in the East have improved. Montreal, I think they're good. I don't think they will make the playoffs. That's my prediction. I think Buffalo's in, they're out. Blah. Next, Ottawa Senators. Oh, my word.
Where do you even start?
Last place.
For sure.
Last place guaranteed.
What about Shabbat? He's pretty sick.
Shabbat? Is that what?
What about him?
Who's Shabbat?
Their star defenseman.
No, honestly, I don't know a thing about him.
He's pretty good.
Never heard of him.
Really?
Never heard of him.
Shabbat.
Was he drafted this year?
No. He's been in the league for a few years.
Never heard of him. They have good play. Well, that Kachuk's good.
Yep. Scored the first goal of the season last night.
Good. Did they win?
No.
Get used to
it. Played Montreal.
They will have a struggle. If they reach 60 points, I'll be impressed.
Yeah.
They're going to be so bad.
They're going to be really bad.
Tampa Bay. Is it their year?
I'm going to say yes.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why.
Tell me.
The Bruins.
Oh.
Because you like when I talk about them. Do you remember what happened to the Bruins in 2010? Where they blew the 3-game series against Philadelphia? Not only blew a 3-game series, but then blew a 3-goal lead in game 7.
I do remember.
Right? That was devastating, one of the worst days of my life. But that was a learning moment for those guys. And they said they wouldn't have won the cup if that hadn't happened to them the year before. Like, that brought them closer together. That taught them what it takes to win. I got to think, like, what happened at Tampa, different situation. But that's sort of the kind of thing that, like, it humbles you. It makes you work harder. It brings you closer together. I think that they, for those reasons, they go over the top this year.
I feel like the Bruins, they had success before 2010. Did they not?
Winning a playoff round or two, nothing
serious. No cups before 2010?
No, not since Bobby Orr.
I honestly don't think Tampa will. They will win a few rounds. I don't see them coming out of the East. I just don't. I don't think that group has it in them. I really don't. And that's just my gut.
I mean, they have the best, arguably the best player in the league with Kucherov. Yep. Probably the best defenseman in the league with Hedman. Probably the best offensive goalie in the league. And Stamkos is the top 10 center. Like,
they have a great team.
They should be, yeah.
They're going to be the regular season champs.
And they're so deep, too. Like, they just match up hell for the other coaches.
They have a great team. Point. Yeah. They have all these guys. I just don't see them winning in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. Maybe they will surprise me, but they will hopefully get out of the first round this year. they just run into a playoff tested team like the Bruins, like the Blue Jackets. I don't see them, you know, winning. Well, the Blue Jackets, they'll be in it. You know, we'll see.
Yeah,
we'll
get to them. The bottom.
No, they won't. Why do you say that? I don't think they will.
They lost to Bobrovsky. They lost Panarin.
Duchesne. They still have a good team. Mm. Arguably the best defense in the league.
Let's hold up for a minute. Okay. We'll get to them.
Maple Leafs. I think we've talked about them enough, but I do think they have a great team.
The one we didn't talk about is Frederik Andersen. You think he's a cup winning goalie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's a good goalie.
Okay.
I really do. But I don't think they will win the cup. I think they will. Playing the Bruins is their Achilles heel.
Yep.
That is their issue because Tampa will win the division and Boston and Toronto will be the next two. And that's just how it, and then another team like Montreal or Buffalo will get the wild. Like it just happens. And Toronto will be, they'll be facing the big bad Bruins again. And can they exercise those demons?
I think it's been 3 years in a row now.
I know. And it's just meant to be. It's just, this is how it, and it has to happen. And I don't see them beating the Bruins this year. The Bruins will go out, they'll get a defenseman, they'll get a good goalie, and then they'll be tough to beat. So, all right. Metropolitan Division. Hurricanes. That's my nice. Hurricane. Who cares? They'll make the playoffs. They're a good team.
Gardner, Norris, Trophy Watch. No,
it's on. Did you hear that? I heard it too. The pundits are talking.
He
looked great in camp, I heard. Lost 10 pounds. His back looks strong.
Okay.
Just squatting like an animal.
We'll see.
Columbus. What do you think?
I think they're going to be one of bottom five team.
They lost Panarin. They lost Bobrovsky. They lost Duchesne. I think they'll be competitive. I think they'll do fine.
They were supposed to sell and they added at the deadline and went on a run. It was awesome, right? But they sold their chips for this year.
They sold their draft picks. They still have a decent team.
What's their first line?
Pull up their roster. I can't think of their roster right now.
But that's my point though. Like they don't have a first line.
I think Tortorella's their coach. He'll find a way to get them to win. He's a good systems coach, especially for a team without a lot of grade A talent. They have great defense. They have Seth Jones. They have that Murray. They have that Werner.
Werenski.
They have good defense. And their goalie is that Finnish kid who's a good goalie.
In Korpisalo.
Yeah. Like they have a good team. And Torts knows how to play defense. He will get them into the playoffs. And all you got to do is get there. He proved it last year when they beat Tampa Bay. So.
Their defense is pretty much the same. Scott Harrington, Seth Jones, Ryan Murray, David Savard, Zach Werenski, and rotating crew of six defensemen.
They have a good top four. That's all you need. They're a great team, and they have some good forwards.
Yeah.
Serviceable. They got that one good center, the French kid, LeBlanc or DuPont.
Dubois.
He's a good player.
Yeah.
So, hey, I think they'll make the playoffs.
Oh, come on.
Okay, we should be writing this down. Breakfast Wednesday. I think they will.
Okay.
All right. Next on the list, my cup champions, New Jersey Devils.
Wow.
No one's picking them. I saw people were picking them to get like 65, 70 points. You wait and see. So, I think they are going to be the surprise of the year.
I think you had Hall winning the MVP, right?
I got Hall winning the MVP. I think they have a great team. Their only question mark is goalie. Will their goaltending situation be solid?
I think it just depends on health. I think Snyder's nasty. Like if he can stay between the pipes, I think he'll be there.
Yeah. He's a good goalie.
He's good.
Yeah. If they can get some health, if Hall stays healthy, if Jack Hughes plays the way he's, you know, been playing in the preseason, Subban stays healthy. Simmons is a beast. They got a lot of good pieces on that team.
Yeah.
They got that, what's his name? The Russian, Gusev, Nikita Gusev.
Yep.
They got him.
Hershier, too.
They have a good team.
Yep.
So, listen, I like it. I like their team. They're my prediction. I know it's a way, way, way outlier, but I'm taking the Devils. Islanders, can they repeat last year? Can they do it?
No.
They lost their goalie. They got Leonard's gone, but then they got Varlamov to, you know, kind of take the reins.
I think it's really Barkov's the one to watch here. He's going to have to take the reins and take over this team, and he's going to have to carry them, I think. Not Barkov. Barzal.
Yeah,
Barzal.
I agree. I they're a good team.
Yeah.
Trotz is a great coach. I think they'll be around. It'll be interesting to see. It'll be a dogfight for the last three playoff spots in the East, just like it was last year. But Islanders, whatever. Rangers, is this their year? Are they going to compete?
No.
You don't think so?
I don't think
so. They went out and spent a bunch of money.
Mm.
They got Panarin.
I think they're just kind of stuck in mediocrity.
Kaka.
I think they're just stuck in mediocrity.
I agree. Lundqvist, poor guy.
Yeah.
Just like so good for so many years. This is his last year. He's done. It's the farewell tour. Hank the Tank. He's gone. The you Flyers. I'm already over the Rangers.
Okay.
Flyers. Who cares? Carry their goalie. Does he have a full season? Is he good?
I think he's good. I think he's the real deal.
Sorry, my alarm's going off. This is embarrassing, Tim. I got places to go. Yeah. I think they'll miss the playoffs.
Yeah. I see him there.
I don't. I really don't. And it's sad because they have the best 1-2 punch with Giroux and Voracek the league's ever seen. Like, they're so good.
And Couturier is going to put up 75.
Yeah. And they just, for whatever reason, can't put it together. I don't get it. They have a really good team.
I think Ghost has a bounce back year too.
Gostenberg?
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's not an A1 defenseman. He's like we just mentioned him, a power Yandel? Play guy, Krug.
Or Krug.
It's like a good, he's not even as good as Krug.
Yeah, he's not. But he put up like 65 points 2 years ago. He's a good player. Good.
But then it says volumes when you still get benched when you put up 65 points.
Yeah.
Like he was a healthy scratch sometimes.
Yeah.
And what's that say? Who knows? Not going to make the playoffs. Penguins. Galchenyuk's there. Kessel's gone. I think Galchenyuk has a massive year. I think he reverts back to the 30-goal score he was in Montreal, and he lights the lamp.
I think he's playing on Malkin's wing.
Doesn't hurt.
Does not hurt.
Does not hurt. They are going to have a year. I see them making the playoffs.
Yep.
I don't see them making any noise when it comes to winning the cup, but they're a good team.
With a talent like that, you just can't ever count them out.
No.
They're going to be there.
There's so many good teams in the East.
Yeah.
Where it's like the Penguins, the Lightning, the Leafs, the Bruins, the Capitals, the Devils, like the Blues. Like the East has, they're good side. Anyways, Washington, last team in the East. Cup?
No.
No?
No, one and done.
Eastern Cup? Really? Yeah. Washington's Washington. They're going to score a ton of goals. They got a good team. They'll be there in the end. Nothing really changed from last year.
Do you think Ovechkin ever goes back to Russia before he retires?
No, I think he's all talk. He loves playing the NHL.
But now that he's won the cup, though, now he has that demon off his back.
Well, it's not a demon on his back. It's a monkey on his back. But that's a whatever. Big difference.
Demon on the shoulder, monkey on the back.
Never even heard of that, a demon on your shoulder. Never heard of that in my life. I think he'll do a Jager if, you know, no one will sign him. He'll go back and play in Russia, but he'll stay in the league as long as he can.
Yep.
Yeah, he's not going anywhere. He wants to break some records. He wants to break Gretzky's goal record. So he'll stick around for years and years and years.
I think he will.
I don't think he will. All right. Chicago, Central Division. Are they going to win the playoffs? They made some moves. They got some defense this offseason.
They're a playoff team this year.
They got DeHaan. They got Olimanta. They addressed their issues. Their defense was atrocious last year. I think Seabrook, he looked good. He looked good when we saw him. Hopefully he has a bounce back year.
They signed DeBrincat today.
Alex?
Yep.
Yes. He's their future. How much did he get?
7 years, like six and change, something like that.
Wow, does that Marner contract just keep looking worse and worse and worse?
It really does.
I think that's high for DeBrincat if he gets 6.5.
He was in the Besser realm, but DeBrincat's scoring a lot of goals.
Yeah, so. It's good for him. It's good for him. All right, Q's gone, Colleton first full year. I do not see them to be a playoff team this year, but you never know. If Corey Crawford, if he's healthy the whole year, that helps him a lot. But okay.
They got Lehner now, too.
Who?
Robin Lehner.
Oh, that's right. Maybe they are a playoff team.
Yeah.
Maybe they are. Because there's a lot of teams in the West who didn't do much. Oh.
I think they're a playoff team.
That changes a lot. Yep. I like them in the playoffs. Okay. Avalanche. Will they repeat last year's success?
Yes.
They were a lot of people's sleeper teams last year for the Stanley Cup champs.
I love this team.
Yeah.
I love McKinnon, Rantanen, Landeskog. That Kale, I don't know how you say it. Kale Maker, McCarr.
Cole McCarr.
Yeah. He's sick.
He's good.
And he was good enough for them to trade Barry, too.
Rantanen's back. They got Kadri. They're a good team.
Kadri's going to, he's going to have a good year.
I think he will have a great year.
Out of the spotlight. Yep.
I think Colorado will be there. Dallas, who cares? They got Pavelski and Perry. They'll be there. I think they'll be a good team.
You think Bishop repeats what he did last year?
Yeah, he's a good goalie.
Just can't stay healthy, though.
They're not going to win the Cup, so I don't want to waste time on them. The Wild, who cares? Nashville, Duchesne, is that their missing link? I think I picked them to make the Cup Finals last week.
Yeah.
That was such a hasty I do not like Nashville, just as a team. I don't know why.
Renee's been pretty bad the last couple of playoffs, too.
I'm rescinding my pick of Nashville. I think you influenced me there a little bit. Why? Where you might have said
Did
Nashville.
I pick Nashville, yeah.
So I like them. They'll make the playoffs. I don't see them. They're another team like the Lightning. They just don't have that it factor. They have a good team, though. They don't have a really strong... Well, they do. They have good players.
They do.
They have a really good team. Johansson.
Forsberg.
They got Turris.
Arvidsson is sick.
Arvidsson, Duchesne.
Yossi.
They have a good team.
Yep.
They really do that. Ellis is good.
Ekholm.
Yes. St. Louis Blues. Contenders.
They're not
going to For sure repeat. Contenders.
Yeah, they're contenders.
Will they make the kind of noise they made last year? Will they win the Cup?
Thanks for reminding me.
They got Falk. He's a big pickup.
They'll be there.
I think they got some experience. I don't think they're resting on their laurels after talking to their assistant coach, Otter.
I don't think they're going to come out of the West, though. I don't think they're the team, but they'll be there.
Nah, they'll be there. Winnipeg.
That's a big question mark there.
It is just what happened to this team.
No new news on Buffalo.
Yeah, it's not. No news is not good news in this situation.
Especially for him. Like, he can't catch up easily to get back in shape.
No. It would take him a few weeks to get back up to speed.
Yeah.
I don't know, Winnipeg. It's just that cloud's going to be hanging over them for a while. And they have, such a good team. But have they missed their window?
No.
You don't think so?
I mean, Liney's like 20 years old. Kyle Connor's 20 years old.
Their blue line is a question mark now. It was their biggest strength for years.
Yeah.
For years and years. They had Trouba. They had Myers. They had Buffalo. Ehlers. They had all these guys. Chariot. Truba's gone. Myers is gone. Buff isn't playing. Chariot's gone. Like,
Josh Morrissey's their number one guy right now.
It is a very, very huge question mark on this team now. It's so strange.
Yeah.
For years. That's why they're like, Trouba wanted to hold out. They're like, fine. We have so many stud defensemen. We don't even need you. Now they have, like, nobody. It's so strange. I don't know. Anaheim, who cares? Arizona, they're going to make the playoffs. I like their moves they made.
Kessel.
I want to get an interview with him this year.
I know. We got to make it happen.
I know.
Should I send him a text?
If you know Phil the Thrill, tell him to reach out to me. I'd love to have him on. I think he's a great guy. Calgary, they're an interesting team.
Yeah.
Did they do enough? They got Luch. I like that pickup.
Why?
I think he's going to have a good year. Got something to prove.
He's a step behind the play every shift.
That's fine. He doesn't have to be in the play. I like him.
Speaking of tough guys, he doesn't really fight as much anymore.
Doesn't fight as much. I think he'll have a good year. I think he puts up 25 goals.
Nice.
He's going to have a good year. Calgary's right in there. They're one of my top picks for the West coming up.
If he can solidify himself in the top six, though, that's going to be...
I think he's good on the third line. First line power play unit, though. First or second power play unit. Yeah. Edmonton. Poor McDavid. Wasting a superstar. Wasting a superstar away. So sad.
They've been practicing with Draisaitl on a different line from Edmonton.
You have to do something. You have to get production from another line.
They got Nuge. He's solid. He's going to put up a quiet 70 points.
Yeah, he's good. Name me anybody other than those three guys.
They got James Neal now.
Ugh.
The real deal.
The real deal, James Neal, circa 2010.
Yeah, 2 years ago, he put up 30-something.
Yeah, that was...
With Vegas.
Blip on the radar. He's terrible. Don't like him. Don't like his attitude. LA Kings, they're just riding it out until all these big names are gone.
Yeah.
They're just riding it out. They need to get rid of Quick and Doughty and Carter and Kovalchuk and Brown and Kopitar. All those guys are 40 years old, I think. They need to just let those guys retire. Then they can hit the reset button.
Well, Doughty's only 29.
Doughty is... still old. Seems like he's 50.
I know. He's been in the league for so long.
He needs to get out of there. They need to trade him.
He was on Team Canada at 18.
I know. They're not going anywhere fast. In a league, they need them to be good. They're such a good team. When they're good, when that LA market is humming, that rink is so fun to play in.
Yeah.
I remember like playing there and coming down underneath the tunnel, running into Jim Carrey. I was like, whoa, Jim Carrey, like this is so cool. I was like this team is fun.
Yeah.
Will Ferrell is there. Like, it's just a fun environment.
You must have had some good rivalries with them on the
Sharks.
Yeah,
with the Sharks. It was fun. We had an outdoor game. I was just like trying to fight anybody on the Kings. So I was like, please, we can fight outside. It'd be great. But no one would take me up on that. San Jose. Already talked about them. They'll make the playoffs. They'll make some noise.
Yep. Goalie's going to be their weakness.
Yeah, Jones has got to pick it up. Vancouver. Where is Patty Marleau?
Yeah, you tell me.
I know. I got to call him. All right, Vancouver.
I like this team. I like Besser. I like Pedersen. He's already making moves in the
preseason. They're a few years away, I think.
Yeah.
They have a good, they're good young team.
If they can squeeze into the playoffs and just get a little bit of experience for those guys, it doesn't even have to, they're not going to win a round, but if they can just get that, you know, a sense of what that atmosphere is like.
I see them in the playoffs. They almost made it last year.
Yeah.
They need to, they didn't really make any moves in the offseason.
How about their captain?
It'll be, what did I say before the show? I'm
Horvat? Playing.
Horvat. Yeah, it'll be Horvat.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll be the captain.
Do you know him?
No, not at all. Big kid, strong kid though.
Yeah.
Built like a brick house and he can move too. He's like a young Lucic, but not as like bulky.
Yeah.
A good player. Vegas Golden Knights. This might be my Stanley Cup favorite.
I've seen some lists where they're predicting them to win.
After the shellacking they gave the Sharks last night, they looked good. They're a good team.
Yeah.
I think there's three teams out of the West. Calgary, Vegas, and Nashville. I think those are the three.
Blues, Sharks.
No, no. Maybe the Blues. Four. Sharks need to. The Sharks is a question mark. Those five. I'll throw the Sharks in there just out of loyalty. Those five. Those are my picks for coming out of the West.
Nice.
But it's 1A. 1 and 1A are Vegas and Calgary. I like those two teams. And then 1, B, C, and D. Or San Jose, St. Louis, and who else did I say? I can't remember who I said.
Nashville.
Nashville. Those are my other teams. But we did it. We got through all of them.
We sure did.
Anything else? You want to say anything else?
No. It'll be fun to revisit this later on, see how bad our predictions were.
Yeah, we'll have to listen to it, and I think I earned some breakfast eye from you. Yeah. That's my new plural word for breakfast, breakfast eye.
Okay.
I just made it up. It'll be in the dictionary in a few years. I am such an influencer in the dictionary world. It's crazy. I make up words all the time.
Yeah, right.
It's great. It's really, really great. But anyways, everybody, I appreciate you hanging in there with us. It was a long one. We really enjoy doing this, and I really appreciate all the support. So thanks for listening, everybody. Enjoy the season. Get excited. Peace.